వందేహం శ్రీగురు.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 36, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, reported on the 14th of March, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation. Then Lord Brahma could see you possessing thousands and thousands of faces, legs, heads, hands, eyes, noses, and ears. You were decorated with varieties of ornaments and weapons, and very nicely dressed. Seeing you as Lord Vishnu with your transcendental symptoms and form, your legs extending to the lower planets, Lord Brahma achieved transcendental bliss.
Even sahasra madanangi shirakkaroru nasasya kannanayana varana ayuhadyam maya mayang sadupalakshita sannivisam drishtya mahapurusam apambudang virincha. So, in the previous verse, we understood that Lord Brahma executed severe austerity for hundreds of years just to become purified. Tibra tapasa parisuddha bhava, bhava, situation or nature, bhava, nature also. So we have bhava, nature at the present moment, which is not real bhava. We have acquired this bhava on account of long, long years material association. But this bhava can be changed. That is spiritual. Sri Rupa Goswami also says bhava, and another place in Bhagavad Gita it is said buddha bhava samannita bhava. So at the present moment we have got a bhava. I am this, I am that, I belong to this family, I belong to this nation. Bhava is ecstasy, and everyone is overwhelmed with such kind of ecstasy. The politicians, they think that we are simply wasting time in chanting and dancing. They have no sense how to improve the position of the country. They do not like, because they are in different bhava. But we are trying to change that bhava. The bhava must be there. The whole Krishna consciousness movement is to purify the bhava. Bhava, that is stated here. Parishuddha bhava. We are not negative hating everything. We are simply changing from material bhava to spiritual bhava. Here is a big building, but there are many others, hundreds and thousands of big buildings in this district or in this country. But here the bhava is changed. The bhava is changed. In your country there are many big, big skyscraper buildings. In comparison to those buildings, this is nothing. But still, you have come spending thousands of dollars here to change the bhava. That is it. That is required. Otherwise, the American boys and girls, we have no business to come here to see this big building, no. To change the bhava. That requires. That is very important thing. So, sarvapasi vinirmuttam tat parattena nirmalam rishikena rishikesam sevanam bhakti rityati. Rishikesa sevanam. That bhava is it. Bhakti means to change the bhava. At the present moment, we are in a different bhava. It has to be cleansed. Parishuddha bhava. Prakishta rupena or parishuddha, clarified, cleansed bhava. We have nothing to reject. Simply, we have to change the bhava. Buddha bhava samannita. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajanti mam buddha bhava samannita. Buddha, those who are intelligent, buddha. Bodha, bodha means intelligence, knowledge. And buddha, those who have got knowledge. So this is knowledge. Brahma, Lord Brahma, began austerity to change the bhava. He is the first created living being. How much great he is, but because he came into this material world, he is coming from Vishnu, Atmajoni. Not only Brahma, every one of us, we are coming from Vishnu. Every one of us, like the small sparks of fire, we are coming from the big fire. That's the fire. But as soon as we come to this material world, our, that quality, fiery quality, extinguishes. Therefore we have to revive the fiery quality, change of bhava, parishuddha bhava. As soon as I come, the same example, the big fire, and there are sparks, a small fire. We are not big fire, we are small, spark-like. The spark, so long it is with the fire, it is very beautiful. The fire is also beautiful, and the spark is also beautiful. And if by chance the fire falls down, the small, the big fire never falls down. Therefore, Krishna is achyuta. He never falls down. If he comes in this material world, he does not fall down. Isalam isasya. This is his all-powerful. He comes also in this material world. He says, tadātmānam sijāmaham. Paritranaya, yada-yadahi dharma sagyani bhavati bhārata, tadātmānam sijāna. He also comes. But he does not fall down. We fall down. The Mayavadi philosopher cannot understand it. They think that anyone who comes in this material world, he is under the influence of Maya. That is right for the small living entities as we are. That is not correct for the Supreme. Therefore, they misunderstand Krishna in his activities, especially when he dances with the gopis. Therefore, a neophyte person should not try to understand Krishna's dancing with the gopis immediately, because they do not know Krishna. Here, if we do something against the moral principles, we are liable to be punished. But Krishna, about Krishna, it is stated in the Isha Upanishad, apāpavidyam. You know this, apāpavidyam. He does not become affected by any papa or papa buddham. That is his nature. Etat isanam nisasya. It's like we go into the fire, we become burnt into ashes. But there are some other, not we cannot see, but Krishna enters. Yes, there are many, just like in the forest fire, all the Vrindavan inhabitants, they become very much afraid of the forest fire Vrindavan, the cows and the cowherd boys and inhabitants. But they had no other means how to stop. They began to pray to Krishna. Krishna save us. So Krishna swallowed up the fire. That is Krishna. That is the difference between Krishna and ourselves. So this difference of Krishna and Krishna's greatness we can see when we have purified ourselves, tibra tapasa parisuddha bhava. There it is. That is the whole bhakti system means tibra tapasa parisuddha bhava. So, evam sahasrapadana ghi. Sahasrapadana. This is Virata Rupa. This is Mayavaya. Krishna's Virata Rupa is another feature. He is real rupa or form is Dribhuj Muralidha. Two heads. That is his original form. There is in the Brahma Sangita, Venum Kandantam Aravinda Dalayatasam Varahamatam Samasitam Buddhasundaram Kandarpa Koti Kamani Abhisheta Soham Govindam Adivarujam Tamam. That is Krishna's real form. Venum Kandantam. He is playing on flute. But here it is said that sahasra vadanangi sirakkaroru. Here Brahma saw he has got many sahasra vadan faces, angri. As soon as there is face, as soon as there is one face, there must be two legs, two hands. He appeared before Brahma with thousands of faces. So similarly, number of hands and legs must increase proportionately. So Lord Brahma saw him in his Virata Rupam. Virata. Krishna is Brahma, Brahma Parabrahma. Parabrahma means the great. The great. And he is Parabrahma. Nobody is greater than him. So, if anyone wants to see Krishna in his Parabrahma rupa, then he exhibits his Virata rupa. That's what Lord Arjuna saw, Virata rupa. The same. But that is not his natural form. That is Mayamaya. Because suppose one wants to see God and he is not very advanced, even if he is advanced, sometimes we want to see the superior in his great opulence. But the Vrindavan Vasi, they are so affectionate, so attached to Krishna, they do not want. They do not want to know what is God. They simply want Krishna to love. This is Krishna. There is no necessity. Krishna manifested in so many ways, big activities in Vrindavan, killing daily almost a demon. But still, the Vrindavan Vasi did not accept him as the Supreme Lord. They thought that some demigod has appeared, They did not know that he is the Supreme Lord. That is another maya, yoga maya. If the Vrindavan Vasi saw Krishna, that he is the Supreme Lord, then they could not love him so nicely. Because too much opulent conception diminishes natural love. Therefore, in the Vrindavan, there is no such exhibition of Krishna's power. But in the material world, just to convince Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appeared, sahasya vadanangi shiro karo ru, nasa asya karna nayanam varanaya ayudham. Not only many faces, many ears, many legs, but each of them very nicely decorated. You have seen the picture of Lord Vishnu, very decorated, very much decorated. But you will see Krishna is decorated in the Vrindavan flowers. That is Krishna's beauty. He does not appear with many hands, many ornaments, many, no. Simple bow. Jasoda Nandana Gopijana Ranjana Jamuna Tira. What is that? That is Krishna. Krishna is always Jasoda Nandana. He is always ready to be chastised by Mother Jasoda, by the gopis, and sometimes by his friends. That is Vrindavan Krishna. That is real Krishna. That is real God. And this form of God, as Brahma saw, Virata Rupa, that is Mayamaya. Because Brahma is such an exalted person, he was meant for creating this universe. He becomes bewildered seeing Krishna as a cowherd boy. That was also exhibited. When Brahma understood that a cowherd boy in Vrindavan is said to be the Supreme Lord Krishna, my master, so he also examined whether Krishna, that boy, was his master. He took away his cups and cowherd boy for a second, and he saw that Krishna has expanded himself to so many cows and calves and cowherd boys. Then he submitted. Similarly, Indra also wanted to examine him. So everyone, Sivabhanin Chinuta, Jatra Mahyanti Suraya. So, even Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, and others, big, big demigods, they become bewildered to understand Krishna. So, Brahma saw the Virat Rupa, Maya Mayang Sadupalakshita Sannivisam Drishtya Mahapurusam. Apapam mudam vivincha. But when he saw the Lord, he was very, very happy. Now, one pure Vaishnava, they do not want to see even Krishna. They are satisfied with the service of Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Asrishya Bapadaratam Pinastumam Marmahatam Karotuva. Marmahatam Karotuva. Pure Vaishnava. He simply always expects when that time will come, Krishna will be pleased to accept me. Otherwise, he is not very hasty. But he is interested in the service. That is pure. If pure Vasna can go to the hell for serving Krishna, but he is not aspirant for his personal comfort. any condition. Amo janmani janmani ishare. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's view. Janmani janmani ishare bhavatar bhakti dahi. Nadhanang nadhanang nadhanjani kavitang vajra dhidhara. Asishya vapadar sang pinastuma maramahatan karutuva. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very great movement, more valuable than the conception of Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, because it is given by Krishna personally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, do not try to see Krishna in his virat of form. Simply try to serve him in humble position, then your life will be successful. Thank you.